Okay, so we're holding here in Amud Kuf Nunches. So he's speaking here about the difference between Dalet Kosis and Achilas Matzah, why it is that Dalet Kosis is Rabbanan if it's Cheshever, and he explained before that Dalet Kosis are Meramis, an Inyan that's higher than Matzah. How come one is Rabbanan, one is Deraisa? So let's see, it's on Kuf Nun Ches on the right hand side. Vim Yikshe. Im Eilar Rabbe Kosis Yisha Madregal Yoni Yisim Nachila. Im Kein Lom Einem in Atayra. Why is it, if Dalet Kosis are higher than Yachila, why is that Midaraisa? Kizela Yikshel Chaklal. It's not a kasha. Vipnei ki ha ikar hu etzem hayitzia. Lefi shua nesa pela ba'atzmai. Al mikol makom be'inyina madrega va'mayla einze kol kach ha'gula ba'atzma shea yitzia lepoel. So let's explain what he means over here. What are the points? He said before that there's two dargis in the sense of the achila is nogea to the maisa, to the actual transition of being avodim and coming out with all the attendant nisim. That's the inyan of the shinui and the zeicha that we make with the matz and the mar. The yayin, the dalet kosis, are connected the ruchnistik and madrega that we have as a result of it, the madrega that we've attained as a result of it. Now he says the Torah itself deals with the physical phenomena as it is. Torah has to start with a level of pshat. And the pshat is people were enslaved, people were in dire straits, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did things that were extraordinary and took us out. That's the part that the Torah has to be mesiachas to. That's the part that's visible, that's the pshat, the part that's the pshat of it. And that's the that's why the deraistik zecher of matzah morah are connected that. But the activity is never as chashav as what the activity has resulted in. So Lamash, let's again take a mash like with some that we took yesterday. Somebody goes to school, that's where he gets his schooling. Afterwards, he is an educated person. So the act of schooling is a physical act. It can be described as such, but it certainly is not as fine as the act as an educated person, as the concept of an educated person. So we have two elements. One is more visible, tangible, and that would be the act of something transitioning. So when something transitions, when grape juice ferments and becomes wine, there's physical activity. You see it, you smell it, you the bubbles and so on and so forth. When it is wine, it's now definitely reached a higher, it's reached its final stage, but there's nothing visible about the stage as such. So therefore, the Torah marks the things that are visible on the surface, and therefore it's the transition. The Rabbanan marked the finer aspect of it, which is the being geulim, being free men, not being freed, but being free people. And therefore, it's a higher madrega, but less in the realm of the world of mitzvahs. That is the relationship. The best mashal would be in mitzvahs themselves, as we spoke about on Friday. When a person does a maisa ha-mitzvah with the right kavana, so the maisa ha-mitzvah is the piece that is critical. If I can have all the kavanas arizal, but if I missed a Mishnah Berurah, it's ma'akiv and it's not good. On the other hand, having done the maisa, the real significance lies in the Kavanas Arizal, not just in the physical mice that I did. And on the surface it seems like a steer, but it's not. Adrabba, the Pu'ula Chitzonius is Ma'akiv, the Pu'ula Pnimius is the Chashiv. And that's why we have two things over here, like we said yesterday, and we explained yesterday that Achil and Shtir, that's a relationship. Eating is an act that's significant in itself. I need X amount of food, I ingest X amount of food, and that's over with that. The food is, the effect of the food is to take away the hunger, to fill up the stomach, take away the hunger. The effect of the wine is to induce in a person a state of yisamach levavenosh, a state of happiness, reflection, and so on. So wine itself is there not for the drinking of the wine, but for the, I don't want to say the word being drunk, being high, in a positive sense, being uplifted, and eating is there for filling oneself up. Ulefikach, he says, there's a Gemara that says that we should give wine to the mouths of Chachamim. It says that somebody's menasech yayin legorin shel tamid chacham is keilu he brought nesachim. The pshat in that is that if a person, an amaretz means somebody who's missing the basics, for him wine is counterproductive because it's as if he's doing the kavanah of the mitzvah without the actual maisa mitzvah or without having shaykhis to the maisa mitzvah, and that's bad. Mashenken atam chacham means the person has already has the basics, then he can have the higher element. Another place where you see it, now, you just see that the Chachamim, the Lashonis of Chachamim fall along parallel lines. The Chelek of Torah that we call Soid is called Yena Shel Torah, the wine of Torah. It says that a person should not engage in Yena Shel Torah until he's not Mimalek Kresoi B'Basar B'Lechem. The person needs to be memale his stomach with bread and meat, and only then drink wine. In other words, the bread and the meat is solid, it's physical, it's real, and that has priority and should come first, because to drink empty stomach is not good. On a full stomach, the drinking has a positive effect. He mentions one more point here that's good to stop on. He says, "Kol davar she'esh bo shinui." You can't say that the mice of freeing Klal Yisrael is pure ruchnius because it's a mice of shinui. It's a yisoid that the Maal says in many places. Flux is the hallmark of something that's not in its perfect stage. Almost by definition, things that have reached its final stage are stable. They're not. There's no activity going on over there. When something is in the process to get somewhere, it's not there yet. So when we take a snapshot of Kaisel going out of Mitzrayim, that moment is not a moment of perfection, because there wouldn't be any change, there wouldn't be any activity if it was perfect. So the change process is something which is a by definition, not the shleimus of the thing and so on. Ulefikach, achilas matzah shtiyas abakoises b'lahoyres al kabolas yisrael shtei milas. So that's why together the matzah and the yayin are both meant to bring this out. Ha'echadu etzem ayitzil lecheres shabara matzah. One is the actual going out into freedom, and that's the direct, that's matzah. Vasheni amashi yisrael heim nigolin kvar v'dovah zemala al goyne yoyse basha kvar heim nigolin. Oi, shetoima ki ageula yesha shtei madregas. Ha madrega ha'achas mashem nig'olim ba'atzan yetzim shus acherim. And now he's saying it sort of he's saying the same points in a little bit of a different a twist. But the point, it's a similar approach, just a little bit of a different description of it. V'amadrega shniya seida geula betziur hamuskel shelo hamufshet min aguf legamri. It's the deeper understanding of it when it's abstracted. And let's just give a mashal for it to understand what he's talking about. The world itself physically is a mashal to many things. So the ahava, the feelings a person has to a child, to a wife, to parents, is ahava. And somewhere within the context of that mashal, there is a nimshal of ahava HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and so on. Most things that we experience, the experience is a mashal, and the nimshal is the feeling that can be distilled, whether it's tsar, whether it's simcha. All of these things, we have a physical experience that we can relate to, an event that we live through, and then there's an abstraction of that of the event into a more ruchnistic component. So in the Leila say the same thing. We re-experience the physical events, and then we extrapolate. For instance, a person who was kept captive and was enslaved and was in concentration camp for years and so on, there's a very, very strong physical description of captivity, enslavement, and so on. But then a person can abstract it and say, the idea of not being able to realize yourself, the idea of someone else using you for his purposes, those are ideas that are distilled from it, and they have much deeper sense to it. So like everything pa'ula that we do in mitzvahs, we have the immediate experience and the feeling and idea and concept that we're supposed to abstract from it. So this, you could say the same thing on these two madrigas here. Rak noki musha guf is kashru seid agula bo yisparach. Ube eila arba l'shoinais l'niskar ak seid agula. The only thing that it says here is, it doesn't say anything about the details. It just says the seid agula. Voitseis yascham v'itzalti yascham v'ga'alti v'lokachti kol eila dvorm im seid agula. So he says over here, let's give him a mashal to something he means. Let's say Lo'aleinu, a child needs to go to a hospital for some operation or something. So the child perceives each piece in its own self. This was a time when the mean lady came and stuck him with a big needle. This is a time when they put something on his face and then he fell asleep. This is, he woke up and there was pain all over here or there or the other place. That's how a child perceives it. An adult says, you know, there was the testing, there was the anesthesia, there was the post-operating pain and so on and so forth. He understands it as in a very different way. He had the same experiences, but instead of like a child seeing it, a sum total of different experiences, he understands this as a process going someplace. He says the Seder Ge'ula, so four kaises means, matzah means the taste of being freed. Mar is the taste of bitterness. Charois is the taste of the tit, and so on. Now, but the Arba kaises means it's a process of going from, you know, Votseisi all the way to Veivesi, Lokachti. I see it more in its overall view as being different stages in Geula. So again, it's another way of looking at the abstraction of it, is by seeing it as part of a much bigger process than seeing each one. There's a Gevaldik Chazal, and it's always a very powerful Chazal. It says by HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Yaakov is busy sitting and mourning his son Yosef. Reuven is busy sitting doing tshuva. Yehuda is busy with this. Yosef is busy with this. And I'm busy with bringing the Oyer Shel Mashiach Shel Yisrael. The Chazal are telling us, in humans, in their limit, in their being limited beings, look at events as they are, and that's the entire scope of the event. So Yaakov's event was the loss of a son, a child loss of a son. Reuven's event is messing up, saving a brother. Yehuda's events are his Asik with Tamar, and so on. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't see them in terms of Kaviyochel. The perspective from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, this is the process that I'm bringing Mashiach to the world. So it's the difference between seeing all the pieces as part of a much bigger Mahalach, or seeing each piece for itself, is the difference in these two perspectives. So Matzah Mer are Miyuchad. The Matzah has the Matzah, Mer has the Mer, and each one is connected to something. These are Dal Lashon Shel Geula. There are four steps in Geula, and they're all the same cases, the same wine, same cases, and they're all Behadrug and they tie together. That's the difference. Ulefikoch, Achilas Matzah She Achilas Gufnis, Achila Mispanis Imenu HaGuf, V'yoshev B'sar Lechem Mashu Oichel, Vashtia Mimashke Shudak, V'koskan Shem Mashke Yai Nivdol, V'yoytzim Nav Shoye Nisalashem. You see it also reflected in the difference of the substance. Bread is, it is what it is, whereas shtia comes from a mashke, which is hidden in the anav. Ukamoisha omru yayin nitin b'shivim, v'soid nitin b'shivim. Veina pirish bolvara gematria. It's not just that yud nun is 70, this is 70, soid is 70. Veina pirish bolvara gematria shulkach nechsein yitzah soid. Avdova amiti mitzar atzmoi. Kayayin humashke nista yoytze me hesta ono v'pnimis ono.
It means like this, and this is a point also. When Chazal give gematrias, there's like a culture. The reason why we do this is because the gematria this. The reason why we do this is gematria this. The reason why we do this is gematria that. It's as if it's all a game about getting things gematrias right. Gematria is a remis. It says nichnas yain yotze soid or yain nit b'shivim soid nit b'shivim is that there's a food. Food builds a person. The food that has the property of being physically substantial builds the physical person. So the bread builds the person physically. The yayin comes from the tochen of an anav. Yayin is the essence of anav. It's the juice which is the essence of the anav, and the wine is the essence of the juice. So that means the food that is the essence of something brings out the essence in the person as well. That's what a yayin chasoid. Ulefikach hayayin shegadol benista b'pnimis hanav b'gematria soid l'fishu nista. The reason why they set up to be saying gematria is because they come from the same place. Kashenichas hayayin ba'odem moitzi asoid. It resonates with the soid. Kubo ara nista kefim adegosoi umoitziri.
It's one of the reasons why, let's take a look at another Nakuda. When we spoke, a person has two faculties in his brain. One is critical, and one is imagination, projection, intuitive, inductive. Those are all very, very opposite. The Gemara says that the Gemara of Kamas didn't say Pshat well because he didn't eat Bisur de Tura. I didn't eat well today. I'm either tainis or I didn't eat well. So I'm lacking critical thinking. So a person who's not who eating and being full helps a person, you know, on the critical thinking part. Yayin helps a person. Is a person's imagination. Again, it's not a disclaimer about the drinking and so on, but the tachlis of yayin, when a person drinks wine, his critical faculties diminish, but he's able to stretch his imagination. He's able to project much further. And that's a hallmark of the pnimius of something,
is that the person looks aside from chutz and is able to see further. This is the koyach of yayin in the bria, and therefore lechem comes for one inyan, yayin comes for the other inyan, and that's this one supports this part of a person's seichel and das, and the yayin supports a different part of seichel. Okay, we'll hold it here.